It's just to say to everybody across the boroughs of Merton and Sutton that we are and remain their local hospice, and that we remain open to support people during this pandemic, this COVID crisis. We continue to do the work we've always done in supporting people who need palliative and end-of-life care, but we're also working very closely with our NHS colleagues because there's a real need to support the effort to look after people in lots of different ways now. So we have opened 6 beds that are there for the NHS to use when they need to get people from the acute sector, because they're not needed, they don't require staying there anymore, and they can come to us in order that we can care for them before they either, you know, go home or they stay to receive our care. So we're working really closely with our local NHS colleagues. Obviously, because there's social distancing and everybody is really conscious of trying to remain safe and prevent themselves from getting the COVID virus, the way that we work in the community has also changed. But our community palliative care team is still very active. The team continue to visit people at home when it is necessary. The changes that have happened is that we are using virtual assessments. So we're keeping in touch with people via Skype so that we can see them and they can see us. We're still keeping in touch with people by telephone so that they still feel supported. And as I say, we are open to admissions for people who need our services to come into us. We're challenged in the same way that, you know, many other healthcare services are challenged, because as a hospice, I'm sure people realise that we depend on the generosity of our community to keep our services up and running. Because most of our funding comes from the generosity of people. We get about 25% of funding from the NHS. So at the moment, we are really challenged to keep funding our services because all of our shops have closed, again, because of social distancing and keeping people safe. And all of the events that we were hoping to run, they've all had to be cancelled. So, you know, in that regard, we're really, really challenged. What we need is for our community to get involved, to support us, and to also think about, if not now, in the future, volunteering for us, and donating to us, because I'm sure people are at home at the moment doing lots of clearing out and sorting things out. So when things hopefully get back to normal, we'd ask them to remember us and donate to our charity shops so that we have a wonderful stock to try and help us to regain a lot of the ground that we're losing at the moment. We've had really positive response from our community insofar as that, you know, people have been donating to support the staff here in lots of ways. We've had pizza delivered from Domino's Pizza, which went down very well. We've had a family who had one of their relatives looked after by us. They delivered lots of lovely fresh fruit and vegetables to the staff, which was fantastic. And we've had, or you may be aware, that we had a big Easter egg campaign, and the Easter eggs just flooded in, so that we were able, well, we've been able to put some eggs aside for our staff, but we're delivering them to our inpatients, and we're trying to find a way of delivering all those eggs out to all of the people who are currently under our care.
Are you planning any virtual fundraising events?
I think we're in the process of our Lavender Walk, which was due to take place in May, has been cancelled, and our fundraising team are working very hard to try and organise our Lavender Walk as a virtual walk. So if people go to our website, they should get some information on that, so that if they want to take part, they can. You know, as a hospice, what this pandemic, what this current COVID crisis has done, it has impacted our fundraising to the point where we are going to be between $1 million and $1.5 million down on where we would be normally. And I'm sure people will really appreciate that that amount of funding is huge, and will have a huge impact on, you know, our ability going forward to keep our services going. So we would just really appeal to people that if they can, we have a donate your cup of coffee. So for people who would normally going to work, buy a cup of coffee. On our website, we've got our donate the cost of your cup of coffee. It may seem a small amount, but if enough people do it, it really mounts up. So we've got that going as well. You know, it's just for people to remember their local hospice, because we're there for you, and we want to be really, we want to be in the foremost of people's thoughts across Merton and Sutton, just as everybody across Merton and Sutton who need us are in the forefront of our thoughts.
I was wondering if I could get your thoughts on two bits of current events, if I may. So I read that 24% of your funding comes from the NHS.
That's correct.
Is there any talks to get more funding during this time?
Well, as you'll probably be aware from the press, lots of charities are making appeals to the government for consideration of funds to replace the monies that they will have lost from being able to run events, and, you know, things like the money that comes from running the marathon and all of the other events that most charities run. So Hospice UK are making an appeal to the government to remember hospices and to support them with funding, so that, you know, they are there and they remain viable to support the community. But as yet, we haven't heard whether that appeal or that request has been successful.
I was also wondering if I could get your take on something that was in the news yesterday from the British Medical Association. They were saying that hospitals are going to have to choose who gets on a ventilator or not. And as a hospice which provides end-of-life care for people with terminal illnesses, I was wondering what your take on that bit of news was.
That's a very difficult but pertinent question. Our role as a hospice is to look after people who are coming to the end of their life through the disease or the condition that they have. Our role will not be to have to make those very, very difficult decisions that our other colleagues in the NHS may have to make. Our role is very much to support our colleagues in the NHS and the people who need our help, care and support. And we will deliver the same compassionate, expert care to any patient referred to us from the NHS where there is no active treatment that can be offered. So our role as a hospice is to support patients as they come to the end of their life because of the condition that they are suffering with. And that may very well be patients who have already got a terminal diagnosis or have a terminal condition where they have contracted the COVID-19 virus that has maybe speeded up or impacted adversely on them. And I just want to reassure, you know, those people that the hospice and the hospice team will be there to support them to ensure that they are compassionately cared for.